Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. No more waiting. Upgrade your phone whenever you want. Virgin Mobile. Ring on amazing.
Now, 2022 is coming to an end very, very soon. And it's kind of the time of year when we reassess. We make plans for the coming year. One of the big things we look at is our love lives. I know I do. So according to a dating app, it's called Bumble, if you don't know, we should be optimistic about dating in 2023, with 70% of people saying they feel positive that romance lies ahead. So on the line now, we have lecturer, writer and sexpert Dr. Caroline West joins me to talk about the research Bumble discovered, including some fascinating dating trends. Dr. Caroline West, good morning.
Good morning, Jen. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for doing this. So can you tell people what Bumble is, first of all, and what is it? It's a USP.
So Bumble is a dating app where women make the first move. So men can't send that first message. So when they match, they have to wait for the woman to send a message first. And it's really socially conscious as well. You know, it doesn't allow things like unsolicited gentle pictures, whatever word you want to use there. And it's really encouraging for people to take a more conscious approach to dating. So to think more about the kind of dating you really want to go on rather than just endlessly swiping forever, which, you know, you can kind of get lost in that sometimes when you're on the app sometimes. So really, really positive, socially conscious and women first.
So this research that Bumble has done on dating, say we are looking forward to love. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, I think it's people coming out of the misery of the pandemic and of the last couple of years and all the stress of relationships during that. So I think people are thinking, 2023, it's a new year, like let's take a more positive approach to this. And people have really reflected on what they actually want out of their dating experiences. And as someone working in sex education, it makes me just so happy that people are starting to say, you know what, like sex and intimacy, this is exactly how I want it to happen in my life. And that's absolutely fantastic.
Okay, so let's go through the findings of your research and go through the various new trends in the dating world. So first of all, open casting, what is that?
Yeah, so that's kind of getting away from the whole type thing of like, oh, I have to go out with someone tall, dark, handsome. They have to be 28, 34, whatever measurements you're kind of using, and kind of looking at them as a person rather than what they look like. And I think that kind of comes from where, you know, we were locked down with people and they might have been tall, dark and handsome, but they might have been really annoying to be locked up with for, you know, the past couple of years and stuff. So one in three are actually reflecting on who they want to go out with. And I think this is great. And like my own experience of this, my partner, he sent me a picture and he had blonde hair. And I was like, I don't do blondes. That's not really my thing. And then I got there and it turned out he was a silver fox, and I was like, win-win, happy days. But I wouldn't have necessarily went on that, but I thought, you know what, I'll give him a chance, I'll see, I'll go beyond what my strict criteria were, and happy days, it worked out really well.
Happy
so I think
days,
that's great.
You're widening the net, it's very important. What is guard railing?
Yeah, so this again, really, really healthy. So we're all busy, you know, especially we're coming up to Christmas, we might have to work in the office again. You know, we really need to focus on what our boundaries are. How do we ensure that kind of healthy, I suppose, work-life balance and you know, our boundaries around our emotional needs. So boundaries was not a thing we talked about in Irish society for a long time. It's just about kind of minding yourselves and, you know, are we going to exhaust ourselves socially? You know, we're trying to all get back into socializing and stuff. And it's just, I suppose, minding ourselves, our mental health, and our dating life is part of that too. So we're not just saying yes to every day kind of going out there. We're thinking, how do I protect my energy levels? What do I actually want out of this? How do I date in a way that's comfortable for me? And again, I think that that's a really great way to be conscious about our dating experiences.
What about traveling for love? Are people more open to dating someone who lives further away, when initially that would have made it quite difficult to do the long-term relationship?
Yeah, I think we used to have a really bad idea about long-term relationships, didn't we? We were like, God, that's a lot of hassle. But I think now, again, with 2023, travel is opening up again and people just want that sense of adventure and go forward. You know, we've been stuck in our houses for, it feels like a million years now at this stage, and people just want to get out there and explore. And like, why not hit the, you know, the swiping the minute you land in a new city and see what happens? And maybe you can just have a little bit more of, I don't know, a wider experience, like, you know, dating, food, life, travel, it all should be explored in a fun kind of way. So I think that wonder love approach is really healthy.
I'm a big advocate for long distance relationships because I was in one and everybody kind of says, oh, it's not going to work. You two, how are you going to spend? You don't need to live in each other's pockets to have a loving relationship. You really, really don't. And there's huge benefits. Like, you don't have to shave your legs midweek.
Yeah.
You know, you can just go, you know, you can get so much done when you don't have to worry about a partner Monday to Friday, work-wise, socially, with your friends and family, and then give them all that, you know, time, special time on the weekends. So that is a great one. I mean, all these trends seem to be that people are being less stuck. They're being more open to possibilities. I mean, that's what, did that all stem from the lockdown, do you think?
I think it did. I think before the lockdown, you know, we just kind of drifted along sometimes. You know, you'd meet someone in the pub or you'd meet someone swiping and, you know, you just kind of went along with it and you didn't really think too much about it. Like, everyone was dating, that's it. And I think during the lockdown, you know, even then Bumble were doing research and finding people were taking the time to reflect on what they wanted. So they, you know, when it was time to date again, they were kind of hitting the ground running sometimes and being a bit more conscious. So, you know, we're seeing a bit of a dating renaissance and people going, I don't want a marriage, I don't want a hookup, or mm-hmm. I don't want a long term, or I want a poly relationship, or whatever it happens to be. People are a lot more eager and open to exploring. And I think that's great because, again, you know yourself, Irish society has not been the most open about sex and intimacy and different forms of relationships and stuff. So I think that's really positive that people are saying, you know what, I'm going to live my life on my terms. And that includes my dating history as well, whether it's with yourself or with one person or three people, whatever happens to be, that sexploration that's happening is really positive because it just means people have more happier experiences. Yeah. And their sexual wellness is there, which is just as important as our mental wellness and our physical wellness.
Do you think before you embark on your 2023 dating journey, you should ask yourself questions like, what do you really want? Do you want marriage? Do you want a fling? Do you want to be in a polyamorous relationship? Do you want to experiment? Ask, sitting down with yourself and looking at yourself in the mirror and asking yourself questions, would you say that would be imperative to do before you get on Bumble?
Oh, 100%. It's kind of like homework, but way more exciting than maths homework. So mm-hmm. there's no maths involved in this, happy days. I think it's really important because we go in and we think, what do I want from another person? I want them to be tall, dark, handsome or whatever. But it's like, well, what do we give? Like, what's the benefit of dating us? Like, what does the other person get out of that? And, you know, there's lots of people, you know, again, Irish society, it would have been like you got married young and you had a million children and all mm-hmm. that, and you didn't really have much choice in the matter. Now we do have that choice, so it's about picking, okay, what do I want? Am I really happy in a monogamous relationship, or would I be happy in a poly relationship? Do I have the skills to do that? What does that mean? And I think over the lockdown as well, people started consuming lots more sex ed stuff, podcasts, books, you know, they started really kind of reflecting. The sale of sex toys went through the roof as well, mm-hmm. so people were exploring that side of themselves. So I think, you know, it's been great homework because it just means that we're much more conscious, you know, and Bumble as well found that people were looking for emotional maturity in relationships rather than, oh, they look great, you know. And I think that emotional maturity, if we expect it from someone, we have to be able to offer it as well. So just think, you know, it's so positive for people to go forward and go, this is the kind of relationship I want. Because then if you meet someone and you're on completely different wavelengths, you're not going to waste, you know, 6 months thinking, oh, we might be on the same wavelength. It's like, no, we can, you know, cut our losses kind of early on and focus on the kind of people that do match up where we are. And yeah, very, very healthy.
Very, very healthy and great tips and advice. Dr. Caroline West, thank you so much for joining me and giving us that research. And hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Thanks all. Bye, bye, bye. There we go. And if you want to check out the app, it's called Bumble. It's very exciting. Women have total control. But maybe if you're going to do that, maybe sit down with yourself and figure out, what do you really, really want? RTE.
2FM. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM. With Virgin Mobile. No more waiting. Upgrade your phone whenever you want. Virgin Mobile. Ring on. Amazing.